tying a knot in a balloon, your kid's math homework.
Wait, what?
Life insurance can feel tricky too, but at State Farm, we can help make it easier to understand so you can protect your family's future. Your local agent can help you look at your options and choose the coverage you need to protect the people you love.
Contact State Farm agent Pete Euler, 620-342-6272.
KVUE News Time 824, Newsmaker 2 time here today. We've got Lyon County Treasurer Sharon Gady joining us with those first half tax payments coming due here in just a couple of weeks. Sharon,
good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, I'm going to ask you before we start talking about some details and some specifics here about that first half deadline, how has the traffic been here when it comes to getting some of those payments made early? Is it about on par from past years, or maybe picked up a little bit of speed this time?
It's on par. Normally, for the first week statements go out, we are, needless to say, really, really busy. And then it'll slack off maybe a little bit and then pick up when it gets closer to deadline. We are having a record number, I think, of people paying online so far this year.
So what's the feedback you've been getting on the new look format you have going on?
Well, nobody's really said anything.
So I'm
hoping they like it because, excuse me, they haven't really complained about it. We've noticed a few little glitches that we forgot to put on there, the statements, but I've got stuff to the vendor, so it will all be fixed for next year. That'll be good.
One of those was, I think, what is it? If you have like a mortgage payment that's being handled by somebody else, this is essentially, this is not your bill. It's just a statement.
Right. On the old statements, it always said that this is paid by your lending institution. This is just your copy, and it shows on the coupons, it shows a zero balance due. I inadvertently left that off this year. And that was my mistake because I didn't get it proofed good enough to see that that was off. But I do have that to the vendor, so it will be on there next year. So if you are escrowed, your mortgage company pays your taxes, the statement you got is just for your information only.
What are some other things that are going to be on next year's statements that didn't make it here to this one?
We're just going to move a few things around, like the full, on the second half pay stub, the full year tax QR or code that we scan for taking the payments, we're going to move it down because it has the full payment due on the first stub. So I would like, if people are going to pay in full, just tear off both coupons and send it in. That way it'll make it easier for us to get everything scanned and coded in our process a lot faster.
And again, I guess a reminder that phone tax payments not available here this month?
Correct. Yeah, okay. We're not doing the phone. In fact, I mean, we're inundated with phone calls, and I apologize to people. We're trying to get those returned as fast as we can, but with the traffic flow and everything with people coming in, it makes it difficult. But we're doing the best we can. We'll get to you as soon as we can.
Again, Lyon County Treasurer Sharon Gady joining us here on our morning show. Sharon, we still have a little bit of time to get those payments in, but that time is starting to draw short.
Yeah, first half is due, since the 20th falls on a Saturday, they're actually due on December 22nd. We do accept postmark. So if you mail stuff in, if it's postmarked by the 22nd, you're fine. You're considered on time, so you don't have to worry about that. And like I said, we do have several methods of paying. You can come into the office. We've got the Dropbox. You can do mail, and you can do online. And we do have that new QR code on the statements this year that makes it even easier for you to pay online by just using that code.
And are there late penalties for people that don't get these in on time?
There are. It's just on the first half because that's the only amount that's due. Okay. It only adds up to a few pennies. It's not, a tremendous amount, but there is interest that starts accumulating then on December 23rd on that first half.
Just don't let it go, right?
Correct, yeah.
Pennies do add up, even though you may not be having the pennies to pay, isn't it? Just a little bit.
Yes, they do, yeah. And we do, we know it's hard times out there, and taxes are high. I have to admit they are high.
Yeah.
So if people can't pay, you know, the full amounts or something, we will take partial payments. We'll take whatever amount that you can pay. You'll just have to understand that there is going to be interest due. But if you want to make $100 payments every month or something, you know, we'll take whatever you can afford right now just to kind of help everybody out.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
That is good to know. All right, so you've heard nothing as far as people commenting on the new format you have for the tax statements. What about the tax dollars, as you mentioned? They're high. People screaming at you?
Yeah, that's normal. But, yeah, they do go up, you know, every year, it seems like. I mean, it's just making it really hard for a lot of people. And that's why, like I said, we've been taking... People can make partial payments and just pay what they can now, because we just want to help everybody out as much as we can.
And the timing on that, too. I mean, the first half payment right before Christmas obviously does not help.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It does not.
Well, Sharon, in case people would like to make those payments, well, let's say for those that are making payments in the different ways, like it or not, how do they make the payments here and stay in good standing?
We can do with as far as
how do they make the payments, whether it's say like online, you know, where do they need to go online, how they make their payments at the courthouse, things like that.
Okay, yeah, they can just come in here and like we'll take cash, check, money, you know, however, credit cards up until 4 o'clock, you know, and like we online, like I said, they've got the QR code on the statements this year. So you don't have to actually go and log on to the website. You can just scan that QR code, and that will take you directly to the site. That's really handy. And just mail and Dropbox.
Sounds good. Are we missing anything, Sharon?
Not that I can think of right now. I'll probably think of something when we're done. But
that's okay, Sharon. Hey, we appreciate your time as always.
All right. Thank you so much. Oh, and happy birthday, Chuck.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Sharon.
Guys, have a great holiday.
Thanks, Sharon.
Right. You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Lyon County Treasurer Sharon Gady joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning, Chuck.
Okay. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker 2 spots, tomorrow's and Friday's we have yet to schedule, so that is obviously a focal point for me here as we get through the morning time period. But just call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvwe@kvwe.com. We will tell you that tomorrow's Newsmaker 2 will be at 8:40. We have the ESU Buzz coming your way at 8:20. And our next Newsmaker 2 spot, actually, we have basically next week wide open as well. And we're in the process of filling next week's calendar. So we've got a lot of spots. We have a lot of different activities. If you want one of our spots, call us at 620-342-1400.
KVOE Live and Local, our Newsmaker 2, brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial Pete Euler, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 44 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. 832, 31 degrees. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. If you live in the northern half of the continental United States,